I'm not going to ask you if this is it.
Yes, I was just going to say, you're not going to get me to say which one it was modelled on.
Does this feel typical then? If we look in the window, there's a Big Country and a Eurythmics 12-inch album. There's a dogtooth dress. There's the Guinness World Book of Records 2007. And a fairly amateurish kind of coming up to Christmas display as well. Does this feel still an authentic kind of location for Cambridge Curry Club?
Absolutely. This is the sort of display that Swarnakumari would have put together, except that with the news that came in yesterday about the royal wedding, she would have quickly found... Well, she did, didn't she? She did have a plate with the Queen's face on it, a commemorative kind of plaque with the Queen's face on it. In the window, so she would have dug out some more items and put them there to advertise the event.
So she somewhere in the stockroom somewhere would have had an unsold Charles and Di wedding plate from 1981.
Absolutely.
And it would have taken centre stage.
Absolutely. And in fact, all the shop's volunteers are closet romantics. So by now, I think this display would have had everything possible that would herald this royal wedding. The book is essentially about four volunteers at a charity shop, three of Indian origin, one an Irish woman, and they're working together. They're very different, but they're united in their dislike of their arrogant aristocratic employer, who's the director of the charity, but also against the events that take place on a particular day in autumn, on a Thursday, which is the day when they all come together. I've been here 15 years, and I can't believe I've been here so long, because I really thought I was just going to be part of the floating population, just in and out. I arrived here initially to do a PhD, but I'm still here, and I love it. And with each passing year, I appreciate more and more what Cambridge really offers to its residents or to its visitors. And I think it's such a wonderful city of contrasts. And I know this phrase is hackneyed and has been done to death about town and gown, but it's there, that divide is there. And on the surface, everything can seem seamless, and the two parts of the city seem to coexist very peacefully. But I'm the kind of person who likes to scratch under the surface. And I see these cracks and you know, these bubbles trying to burst through. So for me as a writer, it's perfect seeing that contrast, seeing that conflict. And even in the architecture, right as we are standing here on Mill Road. And, I mean, Mill Road can't be any different from King's Parade, can it?